إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, one of the things that I am involved in is a quality standard called Six Sigma, which we implemented in GE, and we do some training for them and all that. Now, Six Sigma is a quality standard. To give you an example what it means, if I was doing something and I told you that my business or my product is 99% good, it's 99% good, then you would say that this is a good product. But 99% good means 10,000 mistakes per million. Six Sigma means 3.4 mistakes per million. And among the things that GE makes is aircraft engines. So, when you're flying in an Airbus aircraft at 35,000 feet, you don't want a product which is 99% good. Now, the reason I'm talking about that here in the Fajr reminder is a thought that occurred in my mind this morning is that if I applied the Six Sigma standard to my salah, what level of quality is my salah? The principle behind the Six Sigma measurement is, the principle is a chap called Michael Harry, who was in Motorola, who actually conceptualized this quality standard. Michael Harry said that you cannot actually measure how good a thing is, because good is a matter of interpretation. Each person has his own idea of what is good. He said what you can actually measure is the number of mistakes. So, if you take a whole process and you break it down into, you know, the individual processes, you can measure how many mistakes are being made. So, Six Sigma is 3.4 mistakes per million. Now, if we apply this principle to our salah, and I am talking about my salah, and I say how many mistakes per million do I make in my salah, what is the result? Allah knows best. And as I told you, if I told you my salah is 99% good, you might think, oh, subhanAllah, mashallah, you know, waliullah, 99% good. That's 10,000 mistakes per million. Can you imagine? And that's trash. So, if we apply this quality standard, and believe me, today, these global companies have become what they have become not by accident. They have become what they have become both in terms of size as well as in terms of power by being extremely rigorous and extremely, extremely focused on achieving quality products, on creating quality products, on achieving quality processes. And they're absolutely ruthless with regard to mistakes. Absolutely ruthless. There's no question of mistake. If you make a mistake, then you get one chance. And if you don't correct that, then salaam alaikum. Goodbye. And that's the reason why they are global leaders today. Not by allowing trashy work, allowing substandard work, allowing all kinds of nonsensical behavior in the name of being kind. There is absolutely nothing kind about permitting bad quality stuff. Now, if we take the same principle and we apply it, if I apply it to my salah, where will this salah be? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He will actually measure. وَمِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will be shown an atom's weight of good and an atom's weight of wrong, of evil. So, let us not be under any illusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not measure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will measure, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically told us what is the measurement standard that He uses. Seriously, I need to remind myself, and I request you to remind yourself, It makes absolutely no sense that we are doing something and then we do it badly. There are those people who are not doing it at all. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us among those who are doing. But just apply the same thing to, you know, for example, if you say, I have a cook who is the worst cook in the world, which means that whatever the food that cook cooks is in it, then what is the good of saying, if you ask the cook, why do you cook such horrible stuff? And then if the cook says, but you see, after all, I'm cooking. I mean, it is worse than not cooking, in the sense that at least you are not cooking, you wouldn't be wasting the ingredients. But here you are actually wasting ingredients, because you cook something and you can't even eat it. Obviously, we don't say that, you know, therefore don't pray. No, salah we have to pray anyway. And good or bad or whatever it is, so let us ensure that we actually do pray. But I'm saying that having come to the masjid, having made the effort and so on, and then you have salah, which is, you know, trashy. I mean, what is the sense of that? So really, we have to ask ourselves and say, what is the quality of my salah? Right? And that's why I said, let's use, after all, we use these global standards in our worldly life. You know, why must we separate these things? I mean, we know a standard, therefore apply the standard. Apply this standard to everything in life, but let's start with salah, inshallah. And say, let us try to measure how many mistakes am I making in my salah. Now, the mistakes will be external in terms of my wudu and the way I approach salah and then the movements of salah and so on and so forth. How do I make ruku? How do I make sujood? And then the mistakes will also be in terms of recitation of the Quran and so on and so forth. And then the mistakes will be with regard to the internal part of salah, which is the khushu, which is the concentration, which is keeping the salah free from all kinds of, you know, thoughts and this and that. So, there's a lots to measure, many things to measure, right? And I would strongly even suggest that those of you who are serious, who want to do it, is actually keep a diary of this. When you finish salah, keep a piece of paper, keep a diary by your side, and when you finish your salah, whatever you can remember of the mistakes you made, write it down. Because that will reinforce. So I made these mistakes. Alhamdulillah, I'm not saying you have to repeat your salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, inshallah, we ask, we make tawbah. But write those mistakes. And then, next salah, when you pray, before you stand in salah, read that note which you have written. And say, last salah, I made these mistakes. Okay, so at least this salah, at least these mistakes I shouldn't make. Right? And then, after you finish that salah, write down what you made, what mistakes you made, and compare them with the earlier mistakes. Did I repeat any of those? Or I made some new mistakes? So, inshallah, over time, we will reach a stage where, inshallah, we will have no mistakes that we make, and the salah will become perfect, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, because this salah is the bottom line. It's absolutely the biggest resource that we have. So, let us ensure that this resource we use, we make use of this salah. Right, so let us, inshallah, try to make an effort. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy and to put barakah in your effort. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and not to hold us accountable for the mistakes that we make. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to pray and do it with in the best possible way, with the least number of mistakes. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.